This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on May 26th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you didn't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday night, Memorial Day Monday night, and that means 3 hours of nonstop trivia. That's right. I've got a question. It was here somewhere. And in addition to that, we have 11 bumper stumpers and a theme. Absolutely, just for Memorial Day, a theme. And we have themes every week, but this one sort of, I don't know that it ties into Memorial Day, but I'll leave that to you. But there is a theme. We also have a straggler question. And here we are. If you don't answer it at the end of the night, I reveal. If you do answer, well, I go on to another question. But sky is the limit on something you know something about, and everybody knows something about something. So tell me what it is. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. All right, so attendance is taken. Our straggler, if you don't recall from last week. Right now, at this moment, 44% of American women and 29% of American men are doing this. Worldwide, 90% of South Koreans are doing it, while less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are doing it. Doing what? 888-876-5593. So, you prefer your own category? Well, we're going to find out right now from Chad in Louisville, to see Kentuckiana, actually, to see what's going on with regard to TV trivia. So, how are you doing tonight, Chad?
I am doing fine. I just finished a Reese's Cup.
Really? Okay. Well, very good. Very good. All right.
Yeah, nice nutritious snack, you know.
Yes.
Sitting there on the front porch. I'm in Clarksville, but I always say Louisville because most people wouldn't know where, you know.
Right.
Well, Southern Indiana is.
Kentuckiana. It should have caught
right,
on
Kentucky.
Outside of the area. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and we just wrapped up the Indy 500 yesterday, which always makes me think of you working at WIBC and what you wrote in your book.
Oh, yeah, 30 days in May. That's right. I know. They didn't understand why I wasn't upset that girls were banned from the Speedway. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, that was just so funny. Thanks for playing my Betty Wright song last week.
Oh, it's a wonderful song.
Bad,
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, that's Miami royalty. You know, Willie Clark. I mean, that's got everything in it.
Yeah.
So sure.
Yeah, she must have been young when that hit.
Oh, she was. Well, you know, she was just getting out of high school when Cleanup Woman hit.
And, wow, really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she was a senior in high school. She was going to Notre Dame. It was the girls' school for Archbishop Curley. And that was a boys' school. And, yeah, her mama sent her to Notre Dame Academy. And she lived originally in Overtown and then in Liberty City. But she went to Notre Dame, and she was there in her senior year when that hit.
Hang on. I did not know she was that young when Cleanup Woman hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Man, well, I love that one, too. Yeah.
Oh, good. Me, too. Well, you know, she was at all the little things that WMBM or the, what was the other one, WAME, all the little talent shows and stuff. From the time that she was about 10 years old, she was appearing. And you just knew that she was going to be good.
Yeah, holy cow, I didn't know she started that young.
And, you know, she came from a big family. I don't know, the four or five brothers, sisters mostly, but I think they were brothers, too. And I don't know that any of them performed, but just her. So, you know, usually it's a family thing, like the Cornelius brothers up in Dania, Florida. So, but with her, it wasn't. All right, so here we are. Sadly, she's no longer with us, and that pains me to even say.
Oh, darn. I didn't know that.
You didn't? She died of cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And
oh,
she was sick for a few years there. But it was really sad because she was so good, and she was so good to young people as well. But she died, it was in May, actually, but it's now 5 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's hard to believe. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
5 years. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
But she was born.
My old Top Pop Singles book, I think it's from like the 80s or
right,
something.
Right, of course.
That's
yeah,
what I need.
Wouldn't know. But yeah, that was the case. And yeah, because she was born around Christmas time, 1953. So by 63, when she was 10, she was on those talent shows. So yeah, she was definitely a high schooler with Cleanup Woman. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it would have been 14 with you, bad, because that was early 68.
Yeah, well, you know, it is funny because her, you know, that one song she wrote, I'm trying to think of the name of it, but her mother had an absolute fit. I think Tonight is the Night or something. It talked about losing her virginity. And I remember her mother, and she, at that time, she probably hadn't. And her mother said, well... I like the melody, Betty, but those lyrics have to go.
Oh, that's great. She wrote her own songs. I like that.
Yes.
She got some money.
Yes, she did. She didn't write Bad, 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 but she did write a lot of her stuff. Yes.
That's cool.
And
that
really,
so cool.
Really mentored a lot of people. She was stayed on it till the end. So, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So
wow.
we're going to do 60s trivia, are we?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to give it a whirl on 60s television.
Oh, sure. Why not? What was the show that followed the exploits of Pete Malloy and Jim Reed?
Oh, Adam 12.
We have a winner. That's right. All right.
Yep.
Good deal.
Can I make a quick request?
I don't see why not, but I got to get a piece of paper here or all will be absolutely lost. So let's
I know that feeling. Oh,
yeah, God, yeah, I tell you. Can't hold a thought hostage. All right, so Chad wants to hear what? So what do you want to hear? Are you still with us, Chad? Chad, don't tell me we lost Chad. All right, well, I don't know what happened to Chad. I didn't do anything. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. Are you still there?
I didn't either. I'm here. I don't, who knows?
I'll tell you.
All hell.
Telephone service is worth what we pay for it these days. All right.
All right.
So,
it's one of my favorite by them. I'll Run, the Spiral Staircase.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do like
that.
That
was my favorite by them. I love that song.
Yeah. All right, you got it. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address.
It.
Don't go away. All right.
Thanks,
so,
Raleigh.
You betcha. Yeah, I love All Run. All right. So let's put Chad on hold and try not to lose him, and hopefully the phone company won't eat him. But yeah, I'm always thrilled that phone calls are so cheap now compared to what they were. But man, in terms of the service, we're getting exactly what we pay for. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Barry in New Hampshire. He wants advertising. Scott in Oak Lawn is going to guess on our question. Well, all right. Get down with your bad self. Cindy in Chicago. I'm not sure. Boyer in Nashville. And we're going to get to him quick because he was still hanging last Monday night, and I remember that. So we'll do 1970s country music. It'll try for outlaw. I don't know, but we'll see. And Lisa in Dundee wants her Oscars trivia, and there is one, count them, one line available for you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
A long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after staying overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with a darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms and said, "Benny is his name." He says, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling, can't you please explain? So I won't be so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, but still she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He says, "I've asked the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down. Now about," he said, "about a little thing like this, I ordinarily shouldn't bother," he said, "but mama, what little I know about children, I'm sure they gotta have fathers. And as I look at Benny," he said, "I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't for me."
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who's that? 888-876-5593. A little early to ask you what has in common with anything else we're going to play, but there absolutely is a theme. And our straggler question right now, 44% of American women, 29% of American men, they're all doing this. Worldwide, 91% of South Koreans, while less than 35% of either gender in Japan are doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. Don't like my question? Don't know my bumper's number? Have your own category. Just be like that. And we are prepared for you no matter what it is. Well, I was prepared for you. I've lost the magic twanger. Oh, this is bad. Wait a minute. This is really bad. Yeah, I won't be able to do much without that. And it was here just minutes ago. I talked to Chad and everything, and it's disappeared. Oh, man. I don't know what to say. Yeah, that's right. This is really. I'm looking around, and the magic twanger has gone. Oh, there we are. I tell you what. All right, Barry in New Hampshire. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. Glad you found the twanger.
Me too. Yeah, it was really kind of scary because I know it was here moments ago, but that's the way it is. All right, so here we go. Once a day, every day, soup. Come on, you don't know that many people who make soup.
Yeah, right, Campbell's.
There you go, we have a winner.
That was easy.
It was easy. All right, good deal. Thanks, hang on a minute, don't go away. Yes, once a day, every day, soup. Campbell's soup, yes. Camden, New Jersey's own. Now, let's see, what are we doing here? I believe we'll put Barry on hold. And Scott in Oak Lawn has a guess on our question. What do you think, Scott? Scott's left us? Scott? I guess so. All right. Well, if you think of something else, Scott, you call us back, I guess. Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Cindy?
Yes. I think I have a pretty good guess for the question.
Mm-hmm.
Play Pokemon?
No. Not even close.
But then, anyhow, I got another sick migraine today. When I was in high school, I read every article about it, and they had no pills for it back then, mm-hmm. and now they have all kinds of pills. But I remember there was this one, you know, one article in the Chicago Tribune, and I told my English teacher, and I said the girl had her father was a doctor, mm-hmm. and his daughter was tortured by it, and they cut out all her sex organs, and the migraines just came back. But now they have all kinds of pills for it, and I don't get debilitated by it. It just takes it away in mm-hmm. about an hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I have a request. There's nothing like the real thing. That's a nice song.
Okay, we'll do it. All right, thanks.
Okay, and then
feel better.
And then if you want to play a song by the Letterman sometime.
Well, I don't think I'll ever want to, but if there's anything in particular you need to hear, let me know what it is and I'll think about it.
I don't know. I just remember the old Ed Sullivan shows with the Letterman, and I don't know.
All right, I'll think of something, but you feel better. Take care of yourself.
Okay,
thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. Yeah, things like migraines are hard because that really is more of a symptom than a cause, and the cause can be so many different things. But to this day, driving a lot of people crazy, coming up with a lot of crazy things about it, too. Right after the news, we'll get to Scott. He's calling back from Oklahoma with his trivia guest. We've got a question for Boyer in Nashville. He wants mid-70s outlaw country. I can do it. Let's see, Jeff in Spring Grove, Lisa in Dundee, Sharon in Stickney, and one line available for you right after the news. Oh, wait a minute. It's only 8:26. I see Bob is keeping me honest tonight, and he cares about things like when the breaks happen, but I still have 3.5 minutes, so hey, I'm living large. Scott in Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, can you hear me this time?
Loud and clear. What's your answer?
Happy. Napping?
No, it's a good answer. It's not right, but it's a nice answer.
How about exercising?
Nope. That'd probably be healthy if that many were, but I'm not. No.
last one.
Yeah.
Driving.
No. But nice try. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, and remember all those bets.
Yeah, call me again. I appreciate it, Scott. Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
So,
bye.
Good deal. So, yeah, 888-876-5593. Napping sounds so lovely, doesn't it? I'm wearing one of those devices that has to do with what my metabolism and all that stuff is doing all the way around. And it's so funny because one of the things it decides that I'm napping at all sorts of times when I'm not. And I think, what is my metabolism saying that this device thinks I'm absolutely asleep? I don't know. I know I do nothing well, but usually I know it when I'm napping. So anyway, we're going to get to Billy Bob and advertising, and God Boyer's question. I'll do that right after the news. I know that he's been waiting for it. And where Oscar trivia will do, and everything else like that. Now, I have a question out there, and you can think about it. And if you don't get it, well, it'll be revealed in the third hour because it's a straggler from last week. But, of course, if you do get it, we go on to another new question. But if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, there's a second one coming up after the news, well, then have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. Strut your stuff. But right now, 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both sexes, and less than 35% of either sex in Japan are all doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. Now, full shows all this week, and nothing. Oh, I hope you wrote your prosperity check. That was happening right at the start of the show tonight. And so I meant to remind you, but yeah, 10:02 during the news. I wrote mine. And if you don't know what we're talking about, of course, go to MarianneWinkowski.com, just like it sounds. One word. And read about the law of abundance. And no, it's not real checks, but it's a lot of fun. So here we are on Memorial Day edition of Monday Night Trivia. So what else is it? It was Blueberry Cheesecake Day. I hope you celebrated. Also Paper Airplane Day, World Lindy Hop Day. Hopefully there's not a video. And Jefferson Davis's birthday. They only celebrate that in Mississippi. Well, that's right. We've devolved to that. We'll hear the news on WGN Radio.
Don't treat you right when you're feeling
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And that's a gift. Yeah, the problem is getting through because every line is lit. But eventually there will be one available for you if that isn't guessed by the time we get there. So that's your bumper stumper. And I don't expect you to have a theme as yet. You know your question. 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both genders, and less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are all doing this. Doing what? All right. Or have your own category. Yeah. All right. So where were we? I believe that we were going to go. Was it to Boyer in Nashville? I think so. We need to do Boyer. That's for sure. So Boyer, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I'm here. Was that Buddy Holly?
No, it was not Buddy Holly. No, that's interesting. Geez. Yeah. Sorry about that. All right. So definitely not.
I know what all those people are doing in Korea and America.
What?
Eating kimchi.
No, that is not it. But that's a lovely guess.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. So we want outlaw country from the 70s, yes?
Let's go, baby. I'm ready.
All right. Well, when you talk outlaw country in the 70s, you have to talk about Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic. First one was in 1973. Where was it?
Oh, I thought you were going to play me some songs.
It was in Texas. Well, obviously, we need a city.
Austin.
No, it was in Dripping Springs.
Well, that was my second guess.
Well, okay. I'm sure it was. Yes, actually, there was a festival the year before in Dripping Springs that Willie Nelson had attended, and
Neil Young was. It was a farmer's thing.
Yeah, well, right, but the first one it died in 72. It just died, and I remember it so well because Charlie Rich was on the bill. So, but Earl Scruggs and Hank Snow and all that. Anyway, but the deal was Willie was there, and he thought, you know, it's already set up for a festival, and we need to have one. So the 1973, same location, Dripping Springs, the Hurlburt Ranch, and that was the first one.
Okay.
All right.
Do I have another question, or
well, that
do I have
no,
to hang up?
That's your question for tonight. We can give you another question next week.
Are you kidding me?
That's
I
it.
I waited online a
yes.
half hour.
Yeah.
All I got was one question.
Well, that's all anybody gets.
Okay. Well, I'll call you back next week.
I'm counting on it. Okay, thanks.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. And we'll try to do an audio, too, since Boyer seems to want an audio. I'll try to remember that, and we'll come up with an audio. All right. So now, Isaac on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm eating
dinner now. the bumper stumper?
Yeah.
I don't know the guy's name. Not that last one. I don't know that one.
Okay.
The one you played before that.
Yeah.
Can I sing the song that the singer sings and that I think is attached to that guy?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to be guessing? The name of the song or the singer?
Just the name of the singer.
Okay. He's the guy who sings, "There I go, there I go, there I go again." It's like King Pleasure or something.
Not right.
My Moody Baby.
Nope.
No? Okay. Right.
Nope.
All right. I thought that was. I like that song for the first one though, so I'm excited to hear who did that.
Yeah, I like it too. Now here's the deal. It says you want Titanic trivia, and I have an awful lot of Titanic questions. But then it occurs to me, maybe you mean the movie.
No, I don't.
You don't mean the movie. Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, so
I'll do the best.
Yes, that's excellent. All right, so let's see what we want to ask you. All right, well, we'll try this. You know, the Titanic was built as part of a certain class of ocean liners. What was the class of ocean liners?
Oh, shit. they were the Starline.
And what were they? Yeah, right.
Repeat the question.
Yeah, what class of ocean liners? There were a trio. It was all Harland and Wolff, so you're right. The White Star Line and Titanic and the Britannic and the Olympic.
Right.
All right, so it was called a certain class of ocean liners. What were those three called? The first one was the Olympic. The second one was the Titanic. The third one was the Britannic. So, given that, and that was the trajectory of this, given that, what was the class called?
I don't know. You got me.
No, you can do this. Right. You can do this. I mean, think about that. Think of the names of the ships. And then,
right.
Yeah, so what would that be? The blank class ocean liners.
The Antic class ocean liner.
The Olympic class ocean
the
liners.
The Olympic
class. I tried.
I've heard
that. I
watched
tried.
So many documentaries. I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, right, right. And you mentioned Athenic, and the Athenic class was the class right before it that Harland and Wolff built. That
okay,
was the
okay.
Athenic, the Corinthic, and the Ionic.
Oh, those are quite some names. Okay,
the,
all right.
The only reason I know anything about this was years and years ago when I was supposed to replace Art Bell, I had a guy on who claimed that he was the reincarnation of the guy who built the Titanic. And so,
really?
Yes.
Ishmael?
Yeah, the I forget his name, but he built the ship.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, and
yeah.
So he wrote a book about it. Yeah, oh yeah. And
yeah,
he wrote all about it and all that. And I thought, well, okay, maybe. So
wait,
and,
the guy who you were, who, he's saying that he wrote a book about it?
I had a guest on the show. You know, I had to talk about all those things that go bump in the night things. So
right.
I had a guest on who wrote a book saying that he was the reincarnation of the guy who built the Titanic.
Really?
Yes. And
wow.
I had a whole book about it. The book was fascinating. And he was guilty as hell in terms of he felt very guilty because apparently he saw a lot of reason why it could have happened. And it did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess looking back on it, he's 40 years late. But,
yeah, right,
okay.
Right. Exactly. Another lifetime, but there you have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Raleigh, now I know, what is that song?
What song?
July. Is it June 15th?
Oh, July the 4th, 1939.
Okay. When you play that one coming up in July, I think I know what it's about, but I'm not sure if I know what it's about. So can you explain it?
Sure.
No. Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Sure, absolutely. There is a story to that, and Nora Wilson wrote that song. So, yeah,
okay.
I will talk about that. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, so yes, indeed. All right, means when you're accused of something, what happens when you don't have no money? All right, Sharon and Stickney, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Sharon.
I have a...
You got a guess? Good. What do you
think? Yeah, I have a guess on the bumper stumper, the first one.
Yeah.
Eddie Jefferson.
Absolutely right. Eddie Jefferson, we have a winner. Really good, Sharon. All right, hang on, don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, from the 1977 album Inner City, that's Eddie Jefferson, Benny's from Heaven, one of my faves. All right, so absolutely right. Now, let's see. We've got Jeff in Spring Grove. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Jeff.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. My guess is for the question... They are shaving their eyelashes.
How in the hell would you do that?
I have no idea because when I read this, I was like,
"That's not even possible." Maybe their eyebrows, their actual eyelashes.
No, it wasn't. It was eyelashes. Because at first I'm like, "Wait a minute." I must have read this wrong.
They're
shaving their eyebrows.
I just looked this up, though. You're right.
Eyelashes.
It says shaving eyelashes is a trend among men that involves removing eyelashes to appear more masculine. I don't know. I think you just appear like an alien. could be me, but yeah, I would think you escaped from Area 51. So I don't know. And, of course, women, they're always
wanting...
It is bizarre. Like I said, women, they put on the phony eyelashes and all that. I can't imagine that either, by the way, but they do. So 44% of American women and 29% of American men are not shaving their eyelashes. Oh, my God, what if they blink? This could be deadly or at least blinding.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we evolved with eyelashes for a reason that keeps stuff out of our eyes.
Well yeah. Yeah, but you know what this proves? This proves that we're doing very well and we have a lot of time on our hands. Because who the hell would think about this? Most of us are just worried, is there going to be meat on the table? We don't have time for, should I shave my eyelashes? All right, well, no. Gee, I don't know what to make of that. I'll look for pictures.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't see any pictures. I just read the article on one of my news feeds.
Oh, God.
And it's a major news feed. It's not like, you know, just a regular.
Right.
Courtesy internet stuff.
Right, like Daily and Horn,
was,
yes.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, because I'm an older guy. I don't shave anything. I mean, except my face.
Well, right.
And, you know, I know that younger, you know, guys shave
other parts.
A lot of things.
Yeah, right, other
parts. But
this
is the first time I've ever heard of anybody shaving their eyelashes.
Well, and I'm looking at pictures as we speak. Now, two things. One, all the pictures where they're showing it in action, somebody else is doing it and their eyes are closed, right? So that's number one. But they're showing pictures of after the fact. I can't tell the difference.
Really?
Well, not on guys. I mean, you know, I guess if they had a real close-up, I could. But they're showing it kind of at a distance. And to me, it's like, I don't see it. Okay. So, yes. Yes, it, I don't know. Like I say, well...
Apparently, that's the new test of manhood.
It is good to know we have this kind of time on our hands. I'm jealous.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Could I ask for a... song whenever you have a chance.
What would that be?
The Israelites.
Oh, Desmond Dekker and the Aces.
That's right.
All right.
Desmond Dekker.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that the I think it's in the first verse, it's not I'm looking for my breakfast. Now that I've told you this, when you listen to this song, this will get stuck in your head because that's kind of what it sounds like.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir.
Looking for breakfast.
No, it's slaving for bread, sir. Get up in the morning,
yes.
Slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Poor, poor me, the Israelites.
As a typical American with our, you know, first world problem, yeah, the first thing we would think of is, I get up in the morning and look for my breakfast.
Right, right. It'll be there on a plate. Yes, meanwhile, over there, they're slaving for bread. All right, well, very good. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
All right, good deal. All right, so we will play the Israelites tomorrow night. Yeah, why not? We'll sing along, actually. Yeah, or not. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Billy Bob and Bourbon A. He wants advertising. And Lisa in Dundee. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Can I tell you something I feel inside? Let me tell you something, it's so hard to hide. I love my love from the very start, that it would be you who would take my heart. So baby, hear my plea. Oh baby, I'm on my knees. Try me, baby. Try me, baby. Won't you please take this love I offer you. Each time I see you with another guy, I tell you, darling, I could almost cry over you. I'll be so true. If you say you need me, I'll do all I can do. Each time I see you with another guy, I tell you, darling, I could almost cry over you. The love of you.
FM Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is it? 888-876-5593. 888-Raleigh. And we've got someone stepping up to the plate here. Dale in Henderson, Nevada wants to take a guess. So, Dale, who do you think it is?
Hi, Raleigh. Not this one here, but the song before. Was that Bobby Fuller Ford?
Yes, absolutely. And that doesn't surprise me. I would have been surprised if you got this one, though. But, yes, you're absolutely a winner, the Bobby Fuller Four.
All right. Was that Love's Made a Fool of You?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. You don't go away. You're a winner. All right. So prizes are worthless, but don't go away anyway. All right. So good to hear from Dale. We put him on hold without losing him. Good. Success has been happened. We go right to the Oscars because Lisa in Dundee's been hanging on a while. How's it going, Lisa?
Good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. But I realize I should have checked off which questions I've asked you and which I haven't, because now they're all kind of blending together. So
I'll let you know if you did.
Okay.
So the Bobby Fuller Four, was that the one that we thought was Buddy Holly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I thought for sure it was Buddy Holly, too.
Well, no, you know, the reason I thought everybody would get it, because the Bobby Fuller Four only had one hit, I Fought the Law and the Law Won, and this sounds identical to it, for God's sake, so.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, so we're doing the Oscars. Let's see. All right, well, that's sort of interesting. You'll know it right away, but when was the first Oscars?
Oh, I may not know that. I know where it was.
Okay.
I think it was at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Really?
Yeah. Am I wrong? It has to be like...
Yeah. Probably the Hollywood Roosevelt. They redid that, thank God. But the second one
and
was...
And it only lasted for a couple minutes.
Right. The second one was at the Ambassador, which was a much nicer location.
gosh, it has to be...
And yes, it was
40s.
At the Hollywood Roosevelt. Think earlier.
Earlier than the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So the 30s.
Douglas Fairbanks hosted it.
Oh, my.
All right. That might put it in a little more perspective. Tickets were $5 each.
Yeah, and didn't the whole thing take like 15 minutes?
That's exactly what it was. 15 minutes and 270 people showed up.
It's so changed so much. I toured the Roosevelt Hotel and saw where the Oscars were.
Yeah, they rebuilt that thing, I know.
Yeah, it was just really, it's because I'm more old Hollywood than I am new Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
So 30-something.
I didn't say that. You did.
Oh. Gosh, it couldn't be the 20s, could it?
I don't know.
Oh, Raleigh. I'll say
1929.
Oh, so close.
Yes, the first Academy Awards, presented by the Academy of Motion Picture and Science and Artists, AMPAS, and Douglas Fairbanks was the president. And he honored the best films from August 27th through July 28th that took place May 16th, 1929, at a private dinner at the Hollywood Roosevelt. $50 got you dinner and that 15-minute performance. No radio, no TV, obviously. And that was it. And they had 12 categories. And
I know what won best picture.
Okay.
Was Wings, right?
I've got to look here. I don't know. Sounds right. But I do know that some nominations did not reference a specific film, such as Ralph Hamaris and Nugent Slaughter, who were nominated for engineering effects, along with those for unique and artist production, best director, and best title writing. Unlike later ceremonies, an actor could be awarded for multiple films. Emil Jannings won Best Actor for his work in both The Ways of All Flesh and The Last Command, while Best Actress winner Janet Gaynor was honored in three films. Charlie Chaplin and Warner Brothers each received an honorary award. So apparently major winnings were Seventh Heaven and Sunrise and Wings.
Mm-hmm.
So Seventh Heaven and Sunrise got three awards each, and Wings got two awards, including Outstanding Picture, as you mentioned.
Yeah, right.
And so the Academy decided retroactively that Wings Award was the highest honor the following year and dropped Unique and Artistic after that.
Very interesting.
Yep. So there it was. Yeah, May 16th, 1929, Hollywood Roosevelt.
All right. Well, that was definitely one you hadn't asked me. So,
well, good.
I will try again next week.
And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was quite the thing. $5. You got dinner too. I wonder what they served. Or I'm sure that's down there somewhere. 888-876-5593. We've got two more hours of trivia coming up. We'll do advertising with Billy Bob. And Laura in Des Plaines is going to guess on our theme. Well, I got another bumper stumper coming up between now and then. So maybe that will help her along or cause her to give up while she's quitting ahead. All right. And Don wants his planes, World War II. And whatever you want, we got 2 hours to do it right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Obviously not the Marvelettes, but a number of acts that you would know very well have done that, including that one. So who is that? 888-876-5593. All right, that's a fourth bumper stumper night. Maybe a theme is starting to become apparent, or not. Maybe the artist is. I'll take that. Or you can answer my question, which of course is out there. And if you don't get it, we reveal it at the end of the night, right now as we speak. 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both sexes, and less than 35% of Japanese of either sex are doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593, or pick your own category. Sky is always the limit on that. And so we have Don, we will have Don in Beloit. I got to find his World War II plane question first, but Billy Bob and Bourbon A, advertising. How's it going, Billy Bob?
I'm 36-time caller.
How about that?
Hey, it was funny you were talking about misunderstood word lyrics. Saturday night, we got a double-decker pinochle tournament. We was arguing. Now, do you know Grand Funk Railroad, any of their songs?
Well, I'm aware of them, but I can't give you any lyrics.
They had Some Kind of Wonderful. And I said, They say, can I get it with me at the end? And they say, can I get a witness? I just wondered if you knew them.
Oh, well, Some Kind of Wonderful was done by everybody and their brother, including Grand Funk Railroad. So yes, aware of the song. Can I get a witness? Yes, exactly.
Oh, is that it? Well, then you answered my question.
Oh, it is. It is Can I Get a Witness? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought it was Can I Get Her With Me?
No, it's Can I Get a Witness?
Yeah, and then... So then I'd like to request Sarah Vaughan and Bocadard and Melody, then, if you want to play that for me tomorrow.
Sure. Let me write it down so I won't forget.
I wonder if that was in the 50s or 60s.
I think that might be the 50s, but I can look that up. Okay. No, I'm going with the 60s on that. Let me look, but I think 60s, but I'll look.
All right, thank you.
Sure, let's see, because I've got that, but let's see. If I could spell, it would help. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, well, we know that's not right.
That one always brings it to a joyous tear to my eye when I hear it.
Yeah? All right, well, we have to probably come up with look at this the other way, because the problem is usually when you just try to look up an artist and that, they give you when the damn CD was released, and of course we don't want to know that.
Well, maybe you can listen tomorrow. Maybe you can find that out.
Oh, I'll know it. I can actually look it up in books, but I'll know it. But let me try one more thing that should pull it immediately, but we'll see.
Okay, and then I got to want to take a shot at the Squiggler question, too.
Okay, well, you know when I say 50s or 60s, 1959 on Mercury.
Well, it was right on the cusp there.
Yep.
But I'll say for what they do to Asians and the Koreans is they practice safe sex.
No, that's not it. But remember, 44% of American women, 29% of American men are doing it. So, you know, pretty American thing.
Oh, well, I'm ready for advertisies.
See, the USA in your
Chevrolet.
And we have a winner.
Oh, good. I just thought it was going to be Rice-A-Roni or Hamburger Helper.
No. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so absolutely. See, the USA and your Chevrolet. Right. I can see Dinah Shore singing it now. All right, so Laura in Des Plaines going to guess on our theme. What do you think, Laura?
Well, it seems too simple, but all of them have women cheating and making fools out of the men.
Oh, that's great. That has nothing to do with it.
But all four of them had it.
I can't help it. They you know, I'm looking. Let me look at the resume. They all have it. I don't know. No, I would say no. But that's not it.
Okay, because you did say Memorial Day, so I was like,
yeah,
I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's a tie-in.
Oh, well.
There is a tie-in.
Oh, well, they're all veterans?
Nope.
Okay, I'll try again next week.
All right, I'm counting on it. Thanks for calling. All right, good deal. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. So now I've got to find the planes question. The plane. All right, for Don and Beloit. And another bumper stumper for you. Yeah, I'm thinking that theme might become apparent after a while here. And, of course, remember, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit, because everybody, even you, knows something about something. There is some category where you excel. So strut your stuff right here on WGN Radio.
Walk away. You don't realize I recognize your lies. You expect me to believe all your alphabet. You think you're smart, cause you're using me. It's just so smart. What can't you see, girl? I'm the one who really loves you, baby. I'm the one who loves you, girl. I'm the one who really.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah, so now you have had five bumper stumpers. Is the theme apparent? All right, how about an artist? Again, the prizes are worthless. You're doing it for the fun of it, but eventually you get a certificate for each win and something else you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something. So we get there eventually, but whether you'll outlive the date the prizes arrive or not, well, that remains to be seen. But we're trying, yeah, or are we ever? So our straggler right now, 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both genders, and less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are doing this right now. Don't know my question, don't know my bumper stumpers, have your own category. We prove the sky is the limit, and Don is in Beloit. So Don, how's it going tonight?
Raleigh, how you doing?
Yeah, here I am.
Happy Memorial Day to you and John.
Yes, although that sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Happy Memorial Day. I've always wondered about
that. Well, I wanted to do a shout-out to an amazing veteran, Link Ray.
Oh, yes, of course.
Who served our country in Korea and lost a lung in the process. Somewhere along the line got infected or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could, later in the week, could you play Rumble by him?
I mean, okay.
Such a...
All right.
You had a confused person that you're trying to be nice to last week about they're trying to find the magic song that became rock and roll, you know, and you're trying to nicely tell them that it was all regional. And
right.
So on.
Well, and that it's an outgrowth, not a demarcation.
right. So anyway, that was an important song in history. I've been studying his histories and so on.
Yeah.
So anyway,
absolutely. Nice. Yeah. The reason he lost the lung wasn't because of like fighter action. He got tuberculosis.
I think it was while he was in the army.
Yeah,
due to his things he went through in Korea, maybe.
Right, he was in there for 50 to 53, and it was during the service he got TB, lost a lung. And the thought then was, you know, he'll never sing again. And, of course, he went on to do it very well.
Riley, one more thing is I always like talking, doing a shout-out about local, you know, Rockford scene, your stomping grounds around here.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but I love this Grand Avenue pub, but I didn't know they had this blues night. And on Monday nights, they do live, you know, they do like great live music there in Beloit, and they do a really great live blues bands and so on. That was really fun.
Good.
Went to that tonight. Yeah.
Good.
Well, I have one. I think I know the answer to your trivia question, maybe.
All right.
I just heard it, you know, for the first time a few minutes ago. I think it has to do with people taking off their shoes at the front door when they go in a house. Is it anything related to that?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, because that is kind of the percentages if I had to guess. I thought for sure I had the right answer there. Sorry.
Nope, no shoes involved.
Okay. Well, could you give me a World War II airplane question?
Sure, why not? What was the first operational jet-powered fighter aircraft? And it did fly in World War II.
The first one?
Yeah.
Wow, because so many came in at the same time.
It was one of two to see air-to-air combat.
Huh. I think it's the British. I think the British one came out first. So is it the British one?
It is the Messerschmitt ME-262.
262. Okay. I thought the British never really did anything, you know, like as far as fighting with theirs, but it sort of came out, and I'm thinking of the Meteor or something. But yep. ME-262. I should have guessed that one. I mean, that was like sort of the logical one. I should have guessed, you know. But
and then there was also the Heinkel HE-162 was the other air-to-air combat jet.
Right. Well, the Americans had their thing, and the British, of course, but the British had a better engines in the long run. Those Messerschmitts had terrible. They're just made out of regular steel, and they only lasted about 100 hours, and they were just
really 100 hours.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Maybe 200, but if they went into combat, they were like pretty much trash. They just used regular steel on the blades. They didn't have any you know, good alloys, because the Allies were smashing up all their mines and sources of you know, good everything from aluminum to chromium to all these different alloys. So the Germans couldn't make an engine that lasted.
But they had a cannon in the nose.
Yeah, they were really great. Yeah, they were really. But you couldn't adjust the throttle on those Messerschmitts. You had to really baby it up and down with the throttle, or just flame out.
Yeah.
But anyway, talking to you is always exciting. And
yes, we'll do it next week.
I was in Los Angeles last week. I would have called in, but I was working in L.A. Yeah.
What was going on there?
Stormwater, rainwater contaminated, industrial. Oh. You know, I was in Commerce and Vernon and around there.
The garden spots of Los Angeles, indeed.
right. Some really good Italian restaurants and stuff, though. Like really good Spanish food. Just about everything. I did eat well.
Good.
I guess. Yeah. I miss Johnny. I take it that he hasn't been calling in lately, but it's like we're a family, but Johnny's not been calling in, I take it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
I hope he calls in.
All right, thanks.
Well, listen, you have a great show.
All right,
thank you so much.
All right, so 888 888- 866-5593. We have Engineer Bob tonight, and he is manning the fort and keeping me in line. And he sent me a couple of emails that were interesting here. And I did not realize it, you know, that the Indianapolis 500 was not the only race in Indiana. Even on the same day. They had the inaugural Weenie 500. And this is interesting because it was the Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles, and I didn't think they could get enough of them running to have a race. But apparently the first ever Weenie 500 was competitive, don't you know? And apparently it was not a big race, six vehicles, as far as I know. And this was the first time they were all gathered in the same place in at least a decade. They had the Shy Dog representing the Midwest, the New York Dog, the East Coast, the Slaw Dog representing the Southeast, the Sonoran Dog, the Southwest, the Chili Dog, the South, and the Seattle Dog, the Northwest. And so what I didn't see, it's kind of a unofficial kickoff for summer and the start of hot dog season as far as Oscar Mayer is concerned, but the race occurred on Friday. And what I have to look to see who the winner was, you know, of course I'm rooting for the Shy Dog, but then again, who knows? Maybe Bob has that too. So all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio. Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? What's the theme? 888-876-5593. So we got our bumper stumpers, and we got our bumper theme, and we have our question. It was here moments ago. And, here it is. All right. And, of course, if you don't get this, less than an hour and a half from now, it'll be revealed. 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of either gender, and less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are all doing it as we speak. Doing what? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, we got Tommy in Chicago, and he knew his bumpers. I'm not surprised. So, Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm feeling good. You sound really hyped up tonight. You okay?
Yeah. You know, I try for that when I'm really not. So it's one of those nights. But I'm glad that I'm pulling it off.
Yeah, you always do, Raleigh. We appreciate you. Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much for always showing up.
Oh, absolutely. Delighted to be here. So you heard your bumper, and you know your bumper.
The Coasters.
Absolutely. Three Cool Cats. Yes. Isn't that a wonderful song?
I love it.
I thought it should have been an A-side.
Charlie Brown, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It's the flip side of Charlie Brown. And while Charlie Brown was a wonderful song, I thought this deserved to be an A-song, A-side too. So
it was great.
Yeah.
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 Thank
All right.
you so much for taking my call.
Always. And, always.
I got a guest on your question.
Okay.
Are they using chopsticks?
Oh, I love that. No, it's not chopsticks. But hang on, you're still a winner. Don't go away. All right, so Tommy knew his bumpers, and absolutely, the coasters. All right, so now, what's the theme? Yeah, the Memorial Day theme. Stacy is in Algonquin tonight. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
All right.
That's good. Now, can you just repeat the question one more time?
All right. People all over the world, 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both genders, and less than 35% of either gender in Japan are all doing this at the same time, all doing this right now. Doing what?
Dancing.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Oh, I have more.
Oh, of course you do.
Cheating on their spouses.
No, God, I hope that's not true. No.
What about, are they praying
no.
in a specific way?
No.
Jogging.
No.
And they're all doing it. So it has to be far out there. playing pickleball.
Nope.
Could I have a different question?
No, you can't. It doesn't work like that. You can have a category if you want, and we can find a question for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How about the Gilmore Girls?
The Gilmore Girls. All right, we're going to do a couple of those. We're going to do that with Jim in Richmond as well. All right.
Right.
So,
I love them.
Okay. And this question is from A Tisket to Tasket, where Jackson pays off Kirk with weekly installments, and what kind of carrots?
Oh, Jack. What type of carrot?
Yeah. Weekly installments of, like I say, they're carrot sticks, but they're a common carrot stick.
Common carrot. Carrot sticks. Can I get like a multiple choice?
No, you can't get a multiple choice. There's no way to do a multiple choice on that I know of.
Carrot sticks.
Yeah. Well, come on. Think about carrots. How are they cut?
Oh, slant-wise?
You're going to hate yourself. Are you ready?
All right.
Crinkle cut.
Oh, crinkle cut carrots. Oh, my God.
Yes, that was the installment. Crinkle cut carrots, yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, that's okay. So I learned something else.
Well, very good. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So the Gilmore Girls is off to a fine start, and we're going to continue on this in this vein as we talk to Jim in Richmond. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN. How are you tonight?
I have a lot of things going on, but I'll tell you tomorrow about my sister-in-law and my sister.
Okay.
Not good news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I wanted to tell you some good news.
Yes.
Is we may be having our annual bet because right now the Florida Panthers are up 3-1 and your Edmonton Oilers are up 2-1.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And we may have a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup.
All right. All right.
And then was fantastic tonight is I was texting with my daughter-in-law down in Florida, and I was saying, I hope Rock is, you know, watching the game, and she knows that I can't see pictures very well.
Right.
So she says, I'm going to send you a video.
Ah.
And he sent me a very short video, and she yells, "Let's go, cats."
Okay.
And Rock goes, "Let's go, cats."
All right.
And that's the first time I've heard my grandson's voice, and I was over the moon.
All right.
So, and that was fantastic for me because I've never heard his voice.
All right.
What's so, good? And the Gilmore Girls is because of my mother. It was her favorite show, and on Wednesday she turns 101.
That's great.
Oh, all right. She would have turned.
Right, right. I understand that she's no longer with us, but it's the anniversary of her birth. Right.
Right.
Okay. Well, since she loved the Gilmore Girls and you watched it with her, we'll talk about an episode called Application Anxiety, where they ask for nicknames on the Harvard application. And Laura Lee tells the story of Droopy Drawers. Who has the nickname Droopy Drawers?
Oh, I've seen every episode about for four times. That was Rory when she was little.
Yeah, absolutely. Rory, you're 100% right.
Right. And then on your trivia question, I told John I think it's fried rice.
Fried rice. Oh, no, it is not.
Okay.
I love it, though. I love it, though. That sounds good to me. All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. Good deal. So 888-876-5593. It is Monday Night Trivia, and your participation is required because Tuesday through Thursday I can prattle on about absolutely nothing, but unless you want to hear more about tomorrow being cellophone tape day, oh, God, I assume that would be cellophane tape day, but either way, unless you don't want to hear about that, we would appreciate your call. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we will have another of our bumper stumpers coming up. And, I'll warn you, this one's an instrumental. Yeah, but one of my favorites. So I'll leave it there. You can tell me who did it. Maybe you'll tell me a little more about the theme, anything about the theme, actually, or get our question about what all these people are doing right now, 44% of American women and 29% of American men and 91% of South Koreans either gender, less than 35% of those in Japan, but still, that's sizable. What are they all doing at once right now as we speak? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Who's that? There's your bumper stumper, 1964 on Blue Note. No surprise there. Who is he? All right. What's he have in common with everybody else we've been playing? So there is a theme. There are bumper stumpers. There is a question. Once again, the question. 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of either gender, less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are all doing this. Doing what? We'll reveal it next hour. All right, Naoto is calling from Japan. All right, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I would think yes on your trivia question.
What do you think?
What?
What do you think?
Yeah, I think eating a snack or something?
Nope.
Yeah, I guess I don't. It was too general, but
I like it. It's a good answer.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so yeah. we're talking about Myers-Briggs, of course, and sometimes we talk about the people mm-hmm. who excel. But when hiring managers are looking for employees, usually these are low-paying service jobs. Now, given this is not going to be mm-hmm. the guy who's CEO or leading anything, what are the types? There are two types, very closely related, that hiring managers prefer when they're looking for those worker wonks, those service job people. What are they?
Oh, I would say service jobs. So that would be like, at least E, right? The extra one.
Yeah, so we're talking about people who are, you know, basically going to follow orders.
Oh, sorry, can you repeat that again?
What?
Can you repeat that question again?
Oh, sure. So we're talking about hiring managers who are hiring for your basic low-paying service jobs, the kind of jobs where people just go to work, do their 9-to-5, come home, they don't question the status quo. But there's actually two types of Myers-Briggs types that they go after when they're looking for, worker bees to fill these positions.
Yeah, I think one would be ISTJ?
Well, definitely I, and then you say S. Yes, definitely S. Where are we going from there?
Oh, maybe then. Oh, ISFJ.
Okay, I'm gonna take it because it doesn't matter whether it's T or it's an F. As long as the IS and J are there, that is it. ISTJ and ISFJ.
And
those are the reliable workers who won't question anything. Now, they're never going to lead the firm, but when you're looking for just raw numbers of people to pay attention, that's what the hiring managers are looking for on those surveys.
Oh, thank you for the interesting question.
Oh, yeah, and you won. So hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah,
all right. So, yeah, that's the deal. You know, because we usually think about, you know, the people who excel at this or that. But what do you do when you're trying to hire the rank and file? Well, that's what you do. You have them fill out the questionnaire. And if they're an ISTJ or an ISFJ, they're going to get the job. All right. So we've got Sharon and Stickney guessing on a bumper again. What'd you hear, Sharon?
The what did you call it? The Sidewinder?
Yes.
By the Lee Morgan Quintet?
Yeah, Lee Morgan. Absolutely. All right. Somebody knows their jazz.
My husband, Carl, he loves jazz.
All right. Well, he got Eddie Jefferson, too, so good deal. All right. So two for two there. All right. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So there you have it. Lee Morgan. And that's my all-time favorite, Lee Morgan, the Sidewinder. All right. So, but what's he have in common with everybody else we've been playing? There's something that they all share in common. And, of course, if you don't get this by the end of the night, I'll reveal. But if you do, take as many stabs as you want at it or at our trivia question. And, you get six guesses per call. And we've ruled out a lot of things. But this one, I think, is very obvious, actually. So we say 44% of American women and 29% of American men. They're doing this right now. So are 91% of South Koreans, either gender, doing it right now. Less than 35% of the Japanese, but still that sizable, are doing it right now. What are they doing? So that's my question. But you don't need my question. You can have your own category. Yeah, for the first time tonight, we've had Gilmore Girls categories, and that's been a hit and miss on it. But, if you know something about something, and everybody does, let us know what it is. And, of course, it's Monday Night Trivia, and trivia is my most requested evening. Although I will say we have a few people who say anything but trivia, and then we have a bunch of people, I only listen on trivia. All right, so if that's you, the deal with trivia is you have to participate, because since I know the questions, I can't possibly offer the answers. So I can not prattle along other than telling you that the new moon was earlier tonight, and hopefully you wrote that prosperity check. And if you're wondering, the next full moon is coming up Wednesday, June 11th at 2:43 in the morning Central Time. And if you're planning ahead for new moons already, that's Wednesday, June 25th for the new moon. And prosperity comes in many forms. It doesn't have to be financial. Obviously, it's nice when it is, but it doesn't have to be. You can be prosperous in great health or other things as well. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I know who the prosperous people are. But I have to have somebody climb one of my towers. And I cannot believe what the rates have gone up since COVID-19 and TV repack, really, both of those, where it is right now. You know, I'll tell you, if I was younger, I think I'd take up tower climbing because it sure seems to be lucrative, tell you what. But yeah, I'll consider it a good moment if I find the person who actually does it and does what they need to do up there. So we'll see. So what other things do we have to talk about? Well, what can I tell you? It is Memorial Day, as you know. And Miles Davis would have been 99 years old today. Born in Alton, Illinois. Grew up in East St. Louis. Yeah. Peggy Lee would have been 105. Hard to believe, born in 1920 in Jamestown, North Dakota. Oscar Tony Jr., he turned 86 and is still here to enjoy it, which is wonderful. Born in 1939 in Selma, but grew up in Columbus, Georgia, and the Phoenix City, Alabama market, singing gospel and all, of course. And actually, he filled in for one of the Purifies. Actually, either of the Purifies, whoever was not needed at the moment for their live performances, but some good stuff on his own as well. For Your Precious Love, he remade that wonderful record, and he became a Northern Soul favorite. But he returned to gospel music in the 80s. Good for him. What else do we have on this Memorial Day? 1960, Bobby V was on American Bandstand. Yeah, first time singing "What Do You Want." I must admit, I don't think I even remember it. 1965, Shindig, yeah, the Rolling Stones, and with their new debut single, Satisfaction. It's Sonny and Cher, We're Gonna Make It. Jackie D. Shannon doing Something's Got a Hold on Me. And Jimmy Rogers, yeah, how about that? All right, so 1966, Marvin Gaye at the Whiskey A Go-Go on this date in history. Also, on the Where the Action Is television show, it was the Righteous Brothers. And Neil Diamond made his first Cleveland appearance in 1967 today. Yeah, Chippewa Lake Park, an amusement park. Tickets were $1 with a coupon. They overpaid. All right, so Karen in Chicago's got some guesses before we go right into the news, and I want to hear them. So what do you think, Karen?
Hi. Getting dressed?
No.
Traveling to work?
No.
Having a snack before bed?
No. Not healthy, by the way.
Oh, well, I know, but sleeping?
No.
I don't know. Thank you for letting me try.
Well, that was four wonderful guesses, and I'm delighted that you offered any of them.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Karen. Yeah, and we'll talk to John from Covington right after the news. He wants Norman Rockwell trivia. I could deliver. I'm saying everybody knows something about something. But there he is sitting right across from Cincinnati. I thought we'd do King Records trivia, but maybe not. All right. Yeah, there's plenty to go around there. But no, we'll do Norman Rockwell. But again, everybody knows something about something. It's not possible that you do not. Yeah. I changed my mind. I think I will look for World Lindy Hop Day celebrations today. That should be interesting. Yeah, all right, so what else? Another hour of trivia? More questions? Well, no more questions from me, but maybe some more from you, because, like I say, everybody knows something about something. Spanky and Our Gang was on the Ed Sullivan Show on this date in 1968, doing Three Ways and My Bill. Maybe you remember them, I don't, but but you know, you got to have a clunker now and then again. All right, so after the news, we will continue it right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
You know, everybody, no matter who they are, and no matter how different they might be, always runs across the same problem at least once. The problem of love. And maybe just once in your life, you're gonna fall in love with somebody so bad, and it's gonna be somebody that don't need you at all. Somebody that's got everything in the world there is to have, and you got nothing. I who have nothing. Nothing to give you but love. And then you guys, you're gonna have to tell her something too. So you walk up to that girl and you say, he buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, hear what I say.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Guy should have stuck to radio, I really think so. And anyway, who is it? All right, yeah, quite the name in the mid-60s as an artist, a promoter, and before that, a disc jockey. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. There's your bumper stumper. He fits the theme perfectly. And we've got three more after that, and if you don't get it, I'll reveal it. And, you know, artist, that's plenty. Theme, even better. Doesn't matter. Prizes are worthless. You're doing this for the fun of it. But occasionally, you know, when we do a mailing, you know, it's been over 2 years. You get a certificate for each win and something else you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid. But, again, don't hold your breath on those packages. And do it for the fun of it. It's family fun night. It's Monday night. Come on. Monday night trivia. All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Before we get to John in Covington, because I didn't look up his Norman Rockwell. I sit here the whole time. What was I doing? I staring at the wall, and I do that so well. Mike in Lindenhurst, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going, Mike?
It's pretty good.
Good.
We'll see.
All right.
Okay. My guess is cosmetic or plastic surgery.
No. What a nice guess, though. Got any others? Man.
No, that was, I thought I had it nailed.
Oh, man. Well, I like that. It's a fine guess, but it's not right.
All right, then. Thank
right.
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 as we delve into the world of Norman Rockwell. How's it going tonight, John?
Fine, thanks, Raleigh. I'm not going to guarantee I'll get this, but it's something different, so.
Well, of course, you know all about Norman Rockwell and over 4,000 original works, including 321 covers for the Saturday Evening Post. But earlier in life, in fact, he was an avid scout. So he became the art director at the age of 19 for this magazine. What was the magazine?
It's Boy's Life.
Absolutely right. See, I told you you'd get it. Boy's Life.
Yeah, how about that? Thank
you. Yeah, all right. Hang on. Don't go away. Absolutely
right.
True. Boy's Life, 19 years old. Nice, tell you what. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And, you know, he didn't only do magazine covers. Norman Rockwell also did, you know, a lot of illustrations for books or posters or a lot of organizations and even some painted portraits of U.S. presidents as far as that goes. And one of his illustrations is considered a famous feminist icon. I don't know which one. 888-876-5593. Couldn't recognize it if I did. Ruth is in Gurnee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Good evening, and thank you for taking the call.
Always.
So I have a, I used to get that song request for Always. I remember singing it to my eighth grade class on our way to Starved Rock, the park. Where am I? 13 years old, and I come out with that song Always and get everybody on the bus to sing it. that's unusual, you know. Okay, so my trivia question is, I'm trying to think now. I'm forgetting that. I'm going to go to answering yours first.
Okay.
You're looking for an answer for 40% of American women and 99% of Korean wearing a kimono.
Nope.
Or karate practicing.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Okay, and then I'm going to ask for songs, a request.
All right.
But sometimes I know what you're looking for and what you expect, and then sometimes I get surprised not knowing that it's not the lyrics you want or prefer to hear, so you say, no, I'm not going to do that song. But I thought this was phenomenal. I'd never heard it before. And the thing of it is that I do not like the Beatles as a kid or afterwards. There was only one John Lennon song that I thought I liked out of all of it. But Paul McCartney has done a duet with Barbara Streisand called Valentine. and I thought it was just absolutely fabulous. And also, I guess Michael Bublé has done it. So I don't know.
It sounds totally horrible, I got to tell you.
It sounds that way, but have you heard it?
Well, if it's involving Paul McCartney and Barbara Streisand, I probably don't have to. The only thing worse would be is if Neil Diamond were in that mix.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing. All of Neil Diamond?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, his very early stuff, maybe I'd accept some of the stuff on Bang, but 99% of it, yes.
Interesting. I was with something a couple of weeks ago, and a lady started the whole group singing that Sweet Carolina song.
No, see, that, I'd walk out of the room. You know, Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show, maybe I'll get through the second verse, but Sweet Carolina, I'm out by the second word.
Oh, I thought the crowd just roared, and they all got together singing it, and I thought it was because the DJ was playing it.
Uh-huh.
So back to another request, and I don't think you're going to like this one either. Let's see, I'm trying to do the lyrics. Was that Lonely Woman really? Oh, Those Were the Days. That song.
Oh, Mary Hopkins? All right.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't fit into your category. So
no, I could tolerate it. Mary Hopkins, I remember it.
Okay, now my question for a trivia. Do you have anything for something associated with West Point? A thing that they developed specifically that goes with nostalgia for West Point?
Well, we could probably do West Point trivia. I don't know how nostalgic it would be. Let's
go back to, I think, the first military academy.
Oh, yeah, no, I got a lot of West Point trivia, believe me. So let's see what I could tell you that might be a little interesting. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Do I have an answer for these? I have to include the answers, I guess. If it won't do that, then I guess I can't do that question. All right. So there's a great trivia question just now, but they didn't include the answers. That won't help, will it? All right, so...
good. I don't have to answer.
Right, exactly. We won't know if you're right or wrong. You're 100% 100% right. We will have no idea as far as that goes. So let's see what we can do as far as that. That's interesting. Well, that's fascinating. I don't know. This one has answers, but I got to click on each one to find out.
You could do multiple too.
Well, I probably could, but let's in fact, do not do that. All right. So, all right. Well, this has got to be right then. All right. All right. March 16th of 2002 marked the 200th anniversary of the legislation that established the United States Military Academy. In that interval, including the class of 2002, how many classes graduated?
It marked a 200th anniversary?
Yes, but now keep in mind, 200 is not going to be the right answer. 2002 marked the 200th anniversary, but in the interval between 1802 and 202, including the class of 2002.
Oh, yeah, because there was a certain time when there wasn't graduation.
But then
how many of the wars?
Or more. How many graduated between the 200th anniversary? How many classes graduated?
On 2002, March something, how many classes had graduated? Wow, that would be hard to get. Multiple choice would be better for me to try and
Okay, well, let me do it this way. 199, 200, 2000, 201, 2002, 2003. I mean,
199.
Yeah. You think 199? You'd be wrong. It's the top of that. It's 203. And let me tell you why. Now, granted, there were 201 possible graduation years from 1802 to 2002, but 1810 and 1816 had no classes. However, there were several years with two graduating classes, 1861, 1917, 1918, 1943, because of the wars going on at the time. Thus, the total classes between 1802 and 2002 was 203. The 200th class to graduate was in 1999.
All right, that's interesting. Well, a salute to Scorpio, salute Sagittarius to the long gray line.
Well, there you have it.
All right. Okay. Thank
All right.
You,
thanks.
Brett.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye bye.
All right. So it is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So some years with none, but then those double up years because of World War One, World War Two. Yeah, all that. All right. And of course the Civil War. Dave in Northside wants his trivia for the Flintstones. How's it going, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Now, as you know, Dino was not a real dinosaur. On the Flintstones, however, he was an entirely made-up species. What was Dino? They referred to him officially as this.
Thought he was a dog.
No, he was a Snorkosaurus. Yes, a Snorkosaurus. An entirely made-up species.
Okay.
In fact, by the way, there was an episode, The Snorkosaurus Hunter, which came in the middle of the first season. And that was his origin story. And it's also told where he inexplicably speaks, and he even answers the Flintstones' phone and acts as their butler. All right, so Snorkosaurus, now you know.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Wait, before we go, you were talking about Miles Davis earlier.
Yes.
Just today, I guess he would have been, was today be his birthday or something?
Oh, actually, let me find the date on that because it was interesting to me. It would have been, but he would have been 99 today, born in 1926.
Yeah, my other station, BCBR, was having a... I think like from 11 to 1, they did a tribute to him, and then all day long, and they were playing his music from 11 to 1, and then all day long they were talking about him and doing his stuff.
So next year will be 100th, the anniversary of his birth 100 years earlier, so I'm sure they'll do something up next year as well.
Great. Can I request a song?
I don't see why not. What do you want to hear?
Okay, before that, I wanted to shout out to Jim in Richmond. He was looking for a T-shirt for Mr. Magoo.
Okay.
There's in Chicago, MeTVMall.com.
Okay.
You can go there and he can buy a T-shirt for Mr. Magoo.
All right.
Yeah. And I thought maybe he should get a cane and start using it. He didn't. They have a vibrating cane that might be useful for him.
All right. Good, be good.
Yeah, and then music. Woody Herman, I think it is. I think the song's called Jelly Sure Isn't Jam. Are you sure Jelly Sure Ain't Jam? Something like that.
Yeah, okay. So I know it must be jelly. It must don't shelly because jam don't shake like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's called It Must Be Jelly. It's from like 1944.
Yeah, I hear it like at 3 in the morning, so it's hard for me to remember a name.
It probably is. It Must Be Jelly because jam don't shake right there. He did something called Jelly Bean, but that's not the same song.
No, the one you just said, because I remember jelly and jam in it. That's
Yeah, It Must Be Jelly. Yeah, that was 1944.
Yeah, It Must Be Jelly, Don't Shake Like Jam.
Yeah, jam don't shake like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I heard it. It's the sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to request it for my girl, Betty.
All right. We will do that. You got it.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay, so yes, Woody Herman, you betcha. 888-876-5593. We've got three more bumper stumpers before that theme, and I'll reveal it otherwise. But you might know the next one. I don't know. We'll see. The one after that, that's out there. All right, well, we'll find out. And, of course, this would be the final half hour or so to answer my trivia question. Otherwise, I'll put you out of your misery and divulge what 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both genders and less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are doing as we speak. All right. They're all doing it right now. Doing what? 888-876-5593. Better yet, pick your own category on WGN Radio.
Do that. That do. Do that. different people. Yes, so in the travels that I do, I ain't met no other woman who can do the things you do. And guess what?
WQM Radio, I'm Ronnie James. It is Monday Night Trivia. And yes, you might know who that is. I'd say that's pretty much easy. So tell me, 888-876-5593. Think about it during the news. And there's another bumper sumper coming up. And then there's Laura from Willow Grove. We'll do Oklahoma musical trivia and room for you too. All that and more coming up in the half hour, final half hour this week of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. Well, that's interesting. It's not even what I intended to play, but it's what you got. And it does fit the theme. James. Well, that should actually be a gimme. It was not what I intended to play by any means, but it was the right artist. All right, I was looking for something with a vocal, but that's not what we got. Dave in Northside wants to take a guess on it. So, Dave, what do you think?
No, it's not Janis Joplin, is it?
No. No, there's no vocal in it.
But is it the song I'm thinking of up on Chateau?
No, that wouldn't be. The song would have been Bobby Gentry, but it has nothing to do with that. Bobby Gentry did Ode to Billy Joe, but no.
Okay, yeah, the music. As soon as I heard it, I thought it was going to be her.
Well, she never sung it. Bobby Gentry sung it.
No, she got a song where she sings about going up on the bridge.
Well, probably like me and Bobby McGee, but anyway, Bobby Gentry had
no.
Well, whatever. This is the instrumental. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. I don't know what to say. Yes, it's not Bobby Gentry, and it's not any vocal, although I was planning to play a vocal by him, which I thought would be even more interesting. But as an instrumental, well, you should know, because he was huge. I mean huge. Now, not necessarily would you know him by his name, but you would know his music because he played sax on so many, 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 many records. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of records. So who was it? And I wasn't planning to play that. You were going to get a vocal, but you didn't. All right, so we'll get to Laura in Willowbrook, who wants her Oklahoma. And James on the South Side wants his World War II. But Mark in Aurora wants charts. So let's do that. So, Mark, how are you?
Is the sax player Sonny Rollins?
No. Not even close. No, no. This is somebody who was on literally hundreds and hundreds of chart records.
Well, okay. And I'll probably know it when somebody else says it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. And probably what's going to happen is I'll be saying it because we've only got about 15 minutes of showtime left.
Okay.
So we're going to, but I really...
1969.
Yeah, and this week in 1969? Okay, here we are, right in front of me. Right in front of my little hot hands here. Okay. Well, it was a minute ago, anyway. Here, what happened to it? Oh. Here we are. Got it. Today. Number one, Get Back.
Beatles.
Number two, Love Can Make You Happy.
Mercy.
Yes. Number three, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In.
Fifth Dimension.
Now, number four, Oh, Happy Day.
The Edwin Hawkins Singers.
Number five, Hair.
Hustles.
Yes. Number six, These Eyes.
Guess Who?
Number seven, Atlantis.
Donovan Leitch.
Number eight, Guitar Zan.
Ray Stevens.
Number nine, In the Ghetto.
Elvis.
And number 10, Grazin' in the Grass. Vocal.
Friends of Distinction.
And we have all 10. We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Henry Mancini.
Number 12, The Boxer.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number 13, Goodbye.
Mary Hopkin.
Number 14, Bad Moon Rising.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes, also known as There's a Bathroom on the Right. Number 15,
yes.
Too Busy Thinking About My Baby.
Marvin Gaye.
Number 16, It's Your Thing.
Isley Brothers.
Yes. Number 17, Hawaii 5-0 theme.
Ventures.
Number 18, Time is Tight.
Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah, 19, More Today Than Yesterday.
Spiral Staircase.
Number 20, Pinball Wizard.
The Who? You're right.
Shut up, you're right.
The Assembled Multitude was the following year.
Right. No, The Who. Number 21, Morning Girl.
The Neon Philharmonic.
Yes. Number 22, Happy Heart.
I don't know.
It's to your credit. That would be Andy Williams. You did very well. I'm very impressed.
Oh,
all right. Hang on a moment. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right. Very good. 888-876-5593. He sure did ace them. All right. So that was 21 of them. Darn good. Okay. So now we're going to get a bumper guest from Karen in Chicago. So, all right, Karen, what do you think?
Hi. I think that was Stan Getz.
No, not a chance. You think Stan Getz was on hundreds and... Wait a minute. You think Stan Getz was on hundreds of top 40 and R&B records?
I don't know.
No, not a chance.
I remember
Take Five was the one
I remember.
Yeah, I know. No, but this is a guy who would have been on literally hundreds of R&B and top 40 records. Not dozens. Hundreds.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you for...
Yeah. So, we're talking somebody who would be a studio musician, to say the least. And I wasn't going to play his sax stuff because I figured, well, that'd be gotten right away, but maybe it won't be gotten right away. We'll see. All right. Well, Oklahoma and World War II, mutually exclusive, but both coming up right here, Monday Night Trivia. Join in the action here. Remember, our straggler question will be revealed at the end of the night. And our final bumper stumper is an absolute gift, and that's coming up next on WGN Radio.
When we used to say goodnight, I'd always kiss and hold you tight. But lately you don't seem to care. You close the door and leave me standing there. Oh, honey, that's not fair. That's it. I quit.
I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date. You showed up 2 hours late. Though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it. Honey, I quit. I'm moving on. Oh, you made me want you. You made me leave.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's our final bumper stumper. So who is he? 888-876-5593. What does he have in common with everybody else we played tonight? Yes, on this Memorial Day. All right, so now let's move right to Laura in Willowbrook and her Oklahoma trivia. So, all right, Laura, you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever will be. Thank you.
All righty. The interior shots of the 1955 version of Oklahoma were shot on a soundstage, but most of the outside shots were done in this state. What state?
Oh. Okay, one more time, please.
Okay, the interior shots were on a soundstage. Where were the exterior shots? They were not a soundstage. They were mostly in this state. What state?
Well, I'm actually going to take a guess on this. Like, you would think it would be the obvious.
But it's not.
You like to throw things at me, so I know it's not true.
it's not the obvious.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is going to be a wild guess. Wyoming?
Arizona.
Oh, I knew it was somewhere that direction.
Yeah, a little warmer. All right, okay. Good deal. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So we'll move from Oklahoma right to World War II to James on the South Side. But first, James, do you have guesses for our question that's retiring?
Okay, you'd have to refresh me, but I want to take a guess at the last straggler. Was that Sam Cooke?
Yes, it was.
Oh!
All right, well, you won right there. Okay, any idea what the theme was? Is?
Okay, I'm going to say it has to do with the holiday.
Well, what would it have to do with the holiday?
Oh, no. Okay, let's see. It might be the idea of maybe, okay, there's a change in the season or something like that?
Nope. Not even close.
No. Okay.
All right, well, you won. Hang on, don't go away. You won. All right, so there we go. Now, we have a first-time caller, and our first-time caller is David. He did not hear James give the answer, and since he's a first-time caller, we're letting him win as well. So, David, welcome to WGN Radio.
You have a great show, and thank you for putting me on.
Absolutely, and you knew it was Sam Cooke, so we'll put you on the list. Again, you're doing it for the fun of it, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want, but it takes forever.
Okay, well, I would like to talk to you off the air sometime. I'm a co-author of the book You Send Me, The Life and Times of Sam Cooke.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm bad at talking to anybody off the air, but feel free to send me an email. I usually see those.
Okay, and the email address is?
Raleigh@raleigh.net, raleigh@raleigh.net.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, call in some night on the air and talk about your book. I'd love to talk about it.
Okay, you got a deal. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Hang on a minute. We'll get that address. And like I say, don't wait by the post box. Don't go away. All right, because it does take forever, but eventually you get something. Now, it seemed, let me put David on hold. That's good to hear from him. I want to hear all about his book. All right, Sam Cooke. Okay, so now we're going to go over the bumper stumpers first. The first one, as you know, Eddie Jefferson, Benny's from Heaven, 1977, on Inner City from the album The Main Man. The second one, the Bobby Fuller 4, Love's Made a Fool of You, and that was 1966 on Mustang. The third one was Bob Cuban and the Inman, Try Me Baby, and that was The Flip of the Cheater, 1965 on Musicland. The guy doing Forever was Marvin Gaye, 1964 on Tamla. Daryl Banks did I'm the One Who Loves You, 1969 on Volt. The Coasters did Three Cool Cats, 1959 on Atco. Lee Morgan did Sidewinder, 1964 on Blue Note. Terry Knight did Did I Who Have Nothing, 1966 on Lucky 11. McFadden and Whitehead, Did I Know What I'm Gonna Do, 1980 on TSOP. Our saxophone player was King Curtis, Ain't Nobody's Business. Well, no, we didn't play Ain't Nobody's Business, that's right. We played Ode to Billy Joe, which was obviously not Ain't Nobody's Business, which actually King Curtis sang on, and you would have heard, but you didn't. So 1968, I'll do that. And then finally, Sam Cooke, That's Where It's At, 1964 on RCA. So what do they all have in common? And I mentioned it was loosely tied to Memorial Day. Oh, there were memorials, all right. All of them were murdered. Eddie Jefferson, May 9th, 1979, Detroit, fatally shot outside a local lounge. Bobby Fuller, July 18th, 1966, Los Angeles, killed in a car outside of his apartment. First it was ruled a suicide, then it was ruled an accident. Yeah, it was on both of them were on the autopsy report, though everybody who knew said this was murder. Bob Cuban and the Inman, their lead singer was, of course, Walter Scott. Bob Cuban and the Inman, like I said, did Try Me Baby. So Walter Scott, he was murdered by the neighbor and wife's boyfriend. That's the one they found him in the septic tank. Marvin Gaye, and that was, oh, by the way, as far as the date for Walter Scott, that was December 27th, 1983. Marvin Gaye was April Fool's Day, 1984, fatally shot by his father. Daryl Banks, it was February 24th, 1970 that he was murdered by his girlfriend's lover. The Coasters, yeah, Cornell Gunter and the Coasters, and that was February 26th, 1990 in Las Vegas, fatally shot in his car, assassin still unknown. Lee Morgan, that was February 19th, 1972, New York City, fatally shot at the end of a performance in New York by his common-law wife. Terry Knight, as in Terry Knight and the Pack, I Who Have Nothing on Lucky 11. Well, on November 1st, 2004, in Temple, Texas, at his home, he was stabbed by his daughter's teenage boyfriend. McFadden and Whitehead, that was John Whitehead. And on May 11th, 2004, in Philadelphia, he was shot while fixing his car. It was a mistaken identity shooting. King Curtis, that was August 12th, 1971, in Manhattan. He was fatally stabbed in front of his apartment. And Sam Cooke, of course you know, December 11th, 1964, fatally shot at the Hacienda Motel on Figueroa Boulevard. And that's our list. Yeah, sad, isn't it? All of them murdered. Okay, so, well, Memorial Day, memorials, murder. All right, never mind. Now, let's just move right on to our straggler. So 44% of American women and 29% of American men and 91% of South Koreans of both sexes, less than 35% of Japanese of either sex. What are they all doing? Dieting. No word on how successful they are, but those are the percentages of people trying to lose weight at any given moment. Thank you, U.S. News and World Report. So that is Monday Night Trivia, and that's it. So we've got about 6 minutes to continue to prattle on. Like I say, full shows all week, and so we'll do that, see if we missed anything that I needed to tell you. Yesterday was Jesse Coulter's 82nd birthday. She was from Phoenix. She married Dwayne Eddy. Then she married Waylon Jennings, and she got married on Valentine's Day 2023 to Arlen Brough. I have no idea what he is or who he is. We'll find out. Hal David would have turned 104 over the weekend. Born in 1921, of course, did a lot of compositions with Burt Bacharach. Died in 2012, stroke. Yeah, 91 years old. And so it was also on this date in 1968 that This Guy's in Love with You, which was written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach, entered the top 40 chart. Donnie Elbert would have been 89 over the weekend yesterday. And, oh, he is just so underappreciated. He was tremendous. A little piece of leather. Yeah, and so much more. And it's really, really sad because on the top 40 charts, of course, you know, it was a version of Where Did Our Love Go, a Supremes cover. But he did so much more. Grew up in Buffalo, but died of a stroke in Philadelphia in 1989, 52 years old. Tom T. Hall would have turned 89 over the weekend on Sunday. I did not realize he committed suicide. And this was, shot himself in the head. And this was, like I say, I think it was 85 years old, 2021, at home in Franklin, Tennessee. And he had been not well. I mean, apart from the obvious, if you're committing suicide, but not well. That's really sad. It was on this date in 1958 that Frankie Lyman was a guest star on The Ed Sullivan Show. And in 1977, Little River Band started their U.S. tour. at the Opera House in Spokane, and then the Oregon State University in Corvallis, and the Paramount Theater in Portland. All right, big, big dates, as you can see. Also, what do we have? Mentioned Miles Davis and Peggy Lee and Oscar Tony Jr. And, of course, Spanky and our gang being on the Ed Sullivan Show 10 years after Frankie Lyman. Didn't that go downhill? All right. And in 1982, Bobby Darin got his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. And that was an interesting moment. And what else can I tell you? I'll just prattle on, and wasn't prepared to, because usually trivia takes up the whole thing. But I was talking to, Carol, best show prep in the world, Ford, earlier tonight, and I said, well, you know, it's Memorial Day. It'll be slow. And, yeah, prove that right. All right, but, hey, I'm here to please, and I got Bob by my side, who's keeping me honest with all the breaks and things like that. Cilla Black would have turned 82 tomorrow. And she died in Spain. She had a vacation home there and fell, had a stroke, at 72 years old in 2015. Dee Dee Bridgewater, 75. Gladys Knight, 81 this week. Yeah. Ramsey Lewis would have been 90 tomorrow. And Kenny Price would have been 94, round mound of sound. Yeah, born in Florence, Kentucky, and died there as well. Heart attack, 56 years old. He used to star on the Midwestern Hayride on WLWT. Yes, indeed, WLW television. And, man, some of those Cincinnati shows were just the best. I still miss Paul Dixon. Yeah. All right, so Don Williams would have turned 86 tomorrow. Yeah, and he died in 2017, emphysema. Sorry to hear that. So, other things of note that I need to tell you. I don't think there are any, actually. I think I've run out of things. So, that was the straggler question, and that means there will be a brand new question next week. And so hopefully you weren't trying to call while you were listening to the replay on Fridays, but because, you know, we're not here. But this will replay this coming Friday. And, of course, it's a little late in the show that I say to you, don't call. Right. It's over now. Right. So beyond that, do I have any other news of interest? Oh, it's been relatively slow. We came back to the studio in Globe. And, boy, that was interesting, because about 10 minutes before we got here, 2-hour drive, John says to me, I forgot the keys to all the locations. And so I said, none to worry. We've got a lot of spare keys. There's over 200 of them. None of them are labeled. Oh, man. So, yes, we organized our keys. We managed to get into every one of the boxes, but we wound up with about 100 keys that fit nothing. But we did get into every location. So that's been my adventures of the last couple days. We're continuing to try and get out of one of our locations that we want to leave entirely, and so we've been packing that up furiously. And I realize as I'm doing this, you know, at first you pack things and you're organized and you label the boxes right and you know what's in it. After a while, it's throw anything in that'll fit. Yeah, and so tomorrow I start on the 45 RPMs. Now, the problem is that they're going to a few different locations, 3 of them total. So now I not only have to pack them, but I have to separate them. Oh, yeah. It's an exciting life, as you can imagine. I thank you for putting up with me, and I thank you for playing trivia. Like I say, our most requested show, but it really requires your participation. And many of you rose to the occasion tonight, and I appreciate it. All the answers will be online at Rolly.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net, in terms of the bumper stumpers and all that, if you missed anything and need to hear it again. Of course, the stream will replay continually, and the show will be downloadable in perpetuity. And that's, a while anyway. That's at Rolly.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. Let's do it again tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Rolly James. It's WGN Radio.